WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly cloudy skies, 64 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In the news, high winds, heavy rain, and hail walloped parts of Iowa last night as a cold front pushed out the extreme heat. Meteorologist Rod Donovan of the National Weather Service says the biggest hail fell in north-central Iowa.
Some of our bigger storm reports were in the Clarion area, where we did have a major hail around 2 inches, also in diameter, that is. Also, over towards Franklin County, we had quarter-size hail. And up towards Garner, we had golf ball-size hail, and that generally continued southward as it moved down into Boone. Boone also reported 2-inch hail of that.
In the KJAN listening area, quarter-sized hail was reported by spotters in Guthrie Center just after 9 p.m. Quarter-sized hail and winds of up to 40 to 50 miles per hour occurred near Bagley in Guthrie County at around 8:30. A few minutes earlier, nickel to quarter-sized hail fell in Avoca. Quarter-sized hail was also reported 3 miles northeast of Shelby. Half-dollar-sized hail fell during the 7 o'clock hour about 4 miles south of Missouri Valley. And quarter to half dollar size hail fell 1 mile south of Missouri Valley in Harrison County. Donovan said the storm front is leaving behind weather that's much cooler than it was a year ago.
Yeah, huge change from July of last year and even from the last few days as we got Canadian high pressure moving in. Much cooler temperatures, highs will be in the 70s the next several days. Potential to warm up a little bit back in the 80s here towards Thursday. And then we'll have another cold front come down. Temperatures back in the 70s once again by the weekend.
Last night, severe storms forced the cancellation of a host of planned events in Perry for thousands of overnight visitors on Ragbri who are headed for Des Moines today. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
Sheriff's officials in Page County say a Nebraska man was injured during a two-vehicle crash late Monday morning southeast of Shenandoah. Douglas Metcalf of Waverly, Nebraska, suffered incapacitating injuries and was flown by helicopter to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Following the crash, which happened at around 11:30 a.m., near the intersection of Highway 2 and E Avenue. The driver of the other vehicle, 43-year-old Steve Allen Harris of Shenandoah, was not injured. Officials say Harris was northbound on E Avenue at the intersection with Highway 2 and failed to notice an eastbound motorcycle driven by Metcalf. When Harris's vehicle pulled into the path of the cycle, the bike clipped the left front bumper of Harris's vehicle. The motor then went out of control across Highway 2 and tipped over. In the process, Metcalf was tossed off. The bike came to rest on its left side on the north shoulder of Highway 2. That accident remains under investigation. An FBI official says a 30-year prison term for a New Jersey man convicted of sex trafficking in Iowa will protect the public from an evil predator. Janelle Bell of Hamilton, New Jersey, must serve 85% of the term handed down Friday by a federal judge. A federal grand jury in Council Bluffs convicted the 29-year-old Bell last year of running a nationwide sex trafficking and prostitution ring that advertised on Backpage.com. Prosecutors say Bell lured troubled women to join under false promises and coerced them through physical abuse and threats. One of the victims said Bell also threatened her family and her young child with serious harm or death if she didn't do what she was told. The women were primarily between the ages of 19 and 23, but at least two of the young adults became engaged in prostitution when they were 16 or 17 years old. Investigators uncovered the ring after an FBI agent posed as a customer in Omaha and Council Bluffs. Prosecution took place in Iowa because the ring traveled to Des Moines. 23-year-old Brittany Larson of Hot Springs, Arkansas, a co-defendant of Bell's, pled guilty last year to conspiracy to commit sex trafficking. She was sentenced in February to 50 months in prison, followed by 5 years of supervised release. FBI Special Agent Thomas Metz said the agency will continue to pursue individuals such as Bell who prey on others. And a federal judge says two Omaha, Nebraska men who are suing the city of Council Bluffs and two former police detectives for wrongful conviction will get a joint trial instead of two separate ones. Terry Harrington and Curtis McGee have asked for separate trials in their civil lawsuits after the first trial ended in mistrial because the jurors could not agree on a verdict. The men are seeking millions of dollars in compensation for 25 years in prison. They were released in 2003 after the Iowa Supreme Court found that prosecutors had committed misconduct. The men allege retired officers Daniel Larson and Lyle Brown coerced witnesses and hid evidence from their attorneys during the 1978 trials. Federal Judge Robert Pratt denied separate trials and ordered a new trial to begin October 15th in Des Moines. News time is 7:12.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In our funeral announcements, Donna Wetzel, age 68, of Irwin, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Donna Wetzel will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Brian Alsup, age 50, of Stewart, died Saturday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Brian Alsup will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Mildred Wannell, age 93, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mildred Wannell will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Lou Emkin, age 81, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Mary Lou Emkin will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Hancock. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Bob Gaffney, age 58, of Manning, has died. A massive Christian burial service for Bob Gaffney will be held August the 10th at 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Grace Schatz, age 95, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Grace Schatz are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Irma Lorman, age 94, of Manning, died Monday at the Carroll Health Center. Services for Irma Lorman are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.